Arielle, it's your tip. Go.
Ah, today's tip is about brand cohesion on the internet specifically. For a while, the advice, the best practice, and even still for some brands and some creators is to be very cohesive in your branding. Choose a font, maybe two fonts, one serif, one sans serif. Choose some colors, choose a theme. Maybe one of those colors is an accent color. The other one is something a little bit more muted. And then stick with that. And to an extent, I still agree with it. And I do think it's important to have a vibe. You're curating a vibe on the internet, whether it's your website, your social, your podcast artwork, things like that. But I'll also offer this. Fuck your brand cohesion and try to get a little weird with it, because ultimately our goal in this crazy mixed up social media world is to stop the scroll. We want people to be excited about what it is that we're putting out there. And we need people to see that we are innovating. And also, if people are used to the way that you are posting things, they're eventually going to glaze over on it. But if you then hit them with a different color or a pop of a different hue of the same color that you usually use, that might make them stop and think and get excited about what it is that you're putting out into the world. So I'm saying fuck your brand cohesion, but what I really mean is think about changing things up within some parameters.
I agree wholeheartedly. I'm also a big believer in, hey, if your brand is you, then you don't need to be defined by your brand. Your brand is defined by you. Do whatever the hell you want.
Boom. Also, we get to mark this episode as explicit, which I don't think we have done that often, but
I do it.
Ah.
Just in case they get mad at me.
Ooh, okay. Ned's so efficient. But this one's a big one. Big F-bomb.
The big one. The capital F-bomb.
Can we call this one the F-bomb episode?
Yeah.
Just for a clickbaity title.
Yeah, we could do that.
Aw. Okay, bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.